Panda Talks is a podcast that uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised for anyone under the age of 14.
Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Brady.
I'm Panda.
And tonight we're going to talk about weeks.
Weeks.
What we've done in the last few weeks, because it's been a fast couple of weeks, I'll be honest.
And also, we promised massage talk, but I don't remember what we were on. So let's just go ahead and jump into Brady.
Yes.
I don't think you've been able to talk about your new job yet on the show. Do you want to... How's that going?
I don't think I can. I'm under strict ruling.
Well, no, you can say...
good. It's interesting. I'm very afraid. Like, the job's hard, but it's not too crazy. But I'm, like, sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, and I'm like, I'm going from a job where I would generally get 9,000 to 10,000 steps in by the time I finish my shift, and now at this job I'm getting 1,000 on average. So it's like pretty much just walking to the bathroom, walking to the break room, sometimes if I decide to go to lunch.
Or... do you get a decent lunch? Like, how long's your lunch?
However long we want. It's just...
you could...
leave, come back.
I mean, like, if you gave yourself... an hour, you know, you could go around and walk, like, find some place to walk.
There's a couple of people that do that. Two of the girls, usually, they go walk. They just go on a walk during the day if they're feeling like they're needing one.
Yeah, because I definitely have thought about that. Like, I've had a couple days where I've had, like, an hour gap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really should just, because my, like, my targeted goal for working out per day is half an hour. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I could just go for a walk. Like, just down the street, well, turn around, come back, you know?
My eventual goal with this job, not having anything to do with the job, is to get to the point where I can take care of myself enough that I can go in. Like, right now I'm going in at 7, and I'm generally the first person there. What I would like to do is go in at 6 and get off at 2 and then, like, maybe go to the rec center on my way home and just, like, get a quick workout.
On not weekends, because what I'd like with this job is for you to quit Costco.
Yeah.
And then go in at 6 and then be off by 2 and then I can go to work, mm-hmm. and not have to stress about getting my kids to the sitter on time and or the sitter showing up at my house on time so I can be to work on time.
Yeah.
And my kids actually getting to bed at a decent hour, because it has been hell. I'm not trying to be unappreciative. I'm very thankful that all the help I'm getting, but...
yeah, it's rough.
The kids have not been getting a good bedtime, and it has definitely affected their moods, and it's rough. You said it. It's rough. So,
mm-hmm.
All I can say is... I can't wait for you to quit Costco so you can take care of the kids.
Yeah. And I mean, if I bought a pass to this place, I could take them, like, come home, you go to work, and then, like, me take them swimming. Which, it's not going to be, like, exercise swimming.
It's just... could you like... take both of them by yourself? Because I'm even hesitant to do that. Because I did that once, and it was so hard.
I think I could, but I would probably... really only be able to watch one as long as the other one can take care of herself.
No, it's because I, like I was saying, I went and did that once, but my aunt was there, and thank goodness she was there because she could kind of help with the baby while I chased the toddler around.
Mm-hmm.
But just doing it by myself, even with my aunt there, was exhausting. And then I think the next time we went,
they do have like a little... oh, they probably don't have it right now, but a little daycare thing where it's just like a room with somebody in there and then like a bunch of toys.
You drop the baby off just to go swimming with the oldest? That's messed up.
We do that at church.
No, we don't.
We drop the little one off.
No, I did that once and I made you come get her because... oh, can I talk about church? Is that okay? I don't like to talk religion here much, but... So last Sunday, I have to teach the children. so I have an obligation to actually go to church. And last Sunday was my first day, like, actually teaching kids since the pandemic. We, like, finally started doing that. But because of the kids not getting sleep or getting to bed on time on Saturday, I wasn't going to wake them up. So I was going to just take myself to church when our baby woke up, and I was like, I'll just take her with me. Thinking in my head that after Brady and our oldest woke up, they'd get dressed and join me. Oh boy, was I sadly mistaken. Should have seen that one coming. But, so anyways, long story short, too late. Baby started, like, she was pretty good during the first half of church, but then when we were doing, like, the singing time with the kids, she was not behaving, and I was, like, getting kind of stressed because there's a lot of people in our church. And, so anyways, they have, like, a little nursery for the babies. So I'm like, I'll just drop her off. She's not quite old enough yet to be in it, but, you know, like, our church is great. They're super understanding, you know, and I'm like, literally across the hall from them. So I go to drop her off, and there are, like, four kids in this room with two adults. And I open the door, and I, like, hit a child who was just standing at the door, just boo-hooing, and just screaming and crying in the room. And I'm just like, oh, excuse me, buddy, excuse me. And he just does not move. So I have to, like, grab him by his sweater and, like, push him out of my way so I can open the door and get in. And I close the door and I kind of introduce myself. And the woman was like, oh, we sat next to you a couple weeks ago. I was like, yeah. And I was like, so, my daughter's not old enough, can I leave her? And she's like, you can try, but all these babies in here are quarantine babies, so they're having separation anxiety because they've never been away from their parents before. And so I was like, okay. So there's that one kid, like, standing by the door just sobbing. There's a man sitting in a recliner holding another kid who's just, like, red in the face, just hyperventilating, like, crying so hard. The woman's holding a child who's just crying, and then there's one kid on the floor just playing with a truck. And I put my daughter down, like, I sanitize her hands, and she finds some goldfish crackers that the teacher had laid out, and she just starts munching. And so I was like, are you sure this is okay to leave her? Like, it was a travesty. Like, that is, if I could just sum up the state of that room in one word, it was a travesty. And I'm just like, the woman sat down next to her husband. I'm just looking at them, like, holding these two kids. And the man looks so miserable. And they're just holding these two kids. They're just sobbing. And I'm just like, are you sure it's okay that I leave her? And the woman's like, yeah, you might have to sit in here with her for a minute. So she can't, like, so she was not, like, upset that you do leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, she, like, looked down at her. And she's just running off playing. Like, didn't even care that I was there. So I was like, she looks fine. I'm just across the hall. Come get me if you need me. I left. And then I was, like, it was just so funny. Funny and sad. Like, I was just like, so anyways, that was my story. I don't know. Should I finish it up with the bragging of my daughter or just leave it with that?
You can leave. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. It's your story.
Okay. Well, I'll say I felt guilty leaving my daughter with them in that state, and she's usually pretty good, but I was worried, like, oh, what if after I left she started crying, or she picks up, like, on the energy of the other kids, so she starts sympathy crying. So I texted Brady, come get the baby, and then I'll let you take the story from there, because you were there and I wasn't.
Oh, so I was expecting to pull in and then have you run her out. So I did not get any kind of dressed. I didn't get our other daughter dressed because she, basically the reason you went by yourself is because our other daughter wasn't awake.
Like, she, yeah, and I think I said that, but
maybe. And she's got a bit of my personality where, like, if you wake her up when she's not ready to wake up, she's a grouch.
They're both like that.
Which is basically my whole adult life at this point. And so she's in her pajamas. I'm basically just wearing, because I get this text that says, come get the baby. And so I'm like, all right, I got to go right now. So I just grab whatever shorts are laying on the floor. I put on my sandals and then, like, just a t-shirt. I just grabbed a t-shirt and threw it on. Didn't do my hair, didn't do anything. And then I go there, and then I'm like, okay, I'm here. And then I'm expecting you to, like, run her out. And you're like, okay, she's in the nursery. Go get her. And I was like, I don't think you understand what I'm wearing right now. But I didn't want to send that. So I'm just like, whatever. So I went in and really self-conscious because everybody's there wearing suits, ties, church clothes, whatever. And I come in some shorts, sandals, and a t-shirt. And I walk in this room and I'm like, hey, I'm here to get that one. And I'm like, luckily the lady that runs that's running the thing right now was our other daughter's teacher last year, so she already she already knew me. And so I go in and I'm like, hey, I'm here to get her. And the lady goes, oh really, she's like the only good one, do you have to take her? And she was just like walking around on the floor, going from toy to toy, pick it up, play with it, and then walk over. And I walked in and said hi to her, and she looked at me and smiled and then just went on to the next toy. And I'm like, well, I was told to come and get her, and I feel like if I leave without her, I'm going to get a lecture or something. So I'm like, I'll just take her and go. And she's like, well, you can hang out and play for a minute. But I didn't want to tell her, like, oh, I got another kid sitting in the running car in the parking lot with pajamas on. You know, I'm like, that probably looks bad. I'm here looking like friggin' I just got out of bed.
Well, you did, so.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I'll just take her. We're going to go because I don't want to leave. I didn't say that. I did not say I don't want to leave my other daughter in the car. But I was just like, oh, that's okay. I'll just take off. So I grabbed her and we left. And I think that one kid was still playing, but yeah, it was still a bunch of kids crying.
And it was a travesty, right?
Yeah, it was still a bunch of kids crying, and our daughter just playing with toys all over the floor. She probably loved it because she didn't have to share because all the other kids were crying.
I was really proud of her. I was so proud of her, and like, just, I don't know, proud of my baby in that moment. But yeah, because I had that just like, I don't know, kind of guilt that I was like dumping her. But I was like, well, I shouldn't, because I want her to be social. I don't want her to be clinging on to me all the time. So she should be going to nursery. Like I said, if it wasn't like, it's really that man, that gentleman holding the baby. The look on his face made me go, I can't leave her here. That's so mean of me. Because he was so miserable. I was like, I don't want to add to this dumpster fire. But,
yeah,
you know, when she's 18 months, that's when they're old enough to go into nursery. I'll dump her off then. But until then, I'll not, because, and maybe that'll give those kids enough time to chill the hell out.
I think that lady's thought process was, is if these other kids see this kid just going around and playing and having a perfectly fine time, maybe they'll be like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm going to go play too. So I think that was kind of the vibe that I got when I picked her up. Is she's like, do you have to take her? We're kind of hoping she sways these other kids into...
Well, I was just thinking she meant that she was freaking adorable, because she is freaking adorable.
But yeah, that was my thought process. But
so I was making cupcakes this week, but I'm, because I love to bake with my daughter. So I, every week I'm like, hey, pick, like, you know, what do you want to make this week? We watch Kids Baking Championship on Discovery Plus.
So does McCade and his kid. Shout out to McCade.
Yeah, and she wants to be on it, so we're baking a bunch of stuff. I'm not saying she's ever going to be on it, but she likes to bake with me. I like to teach her how to bake. Long story short, too late, she picked cupcakes, but I'm still, like, self-conscious about my weight. My kids shouldn't eat a lot of sugar, and you're not going to eat a lot of sugar. So I was like, I really should track these nursery people down and take them cupcakes and be like, sorry.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I didn't. I ate like 18 cupcakes. That's a lie. I only made 12, but I ate more than I should have. They were delicious cupcakes. That was a great recipe.
I think I ate two.
You didn't like them. They were too sugary for
you. No, I liked them. They were just too sugary. I couldn't have eaten. I don't think I could eat more than one a day.
Well, so these, these cupcakes, it's like a new person I'm kind of following on Pinterest. And they, like, have the coolest decorating techniques. And I want to get into that, like, decorating cool, even though it's, like, even if it's just for me, you, and the kids. Like, I want to decorate it nice because it just seems fun. But the thing is with, like, the cupcakes, like, the way they decorate them, I'm like, that's so much frosting. No one wants that much frosting. Like, it's too much. But I want it to look cool. Like, they had it. But I didn't make enough. I, like, halved the frosting because I was like, oh, I only made 12 cupcakes. So I won't make as much frosting. And so I didn't have enough frosting to actually do the cool, like, technique that they did.
Yeah.
So our cupcakes didn't look cool, but they tasted great.
They looked fine. They were.
No, they looked fine, but they didn't. I didn't do the piping like I wanted to. Is what I. What I was getting at. So, anyways.
Piping. It sounds like a dirty thing.
I think it is, because that new song I love—it's not new, but it's new to me—the "Bitch Boss" or whatever by Dojo Cat. It, the line is Ken in the club trying to pipe a Barbie. And I don't know what it means because I'm almost 30, but I can imagine.
Yeah, I think you can figure it out. Piping, that's funny. Piping bag. Yeah. No, so I don't know.
That's the title. That's the title of this episode.
Piping bag?
Piping. Well, maybe it shouldn't be in case it's something naughty.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
I'm gonna look it up on Urban
Dictionary. Urban Dictionary.
What the hell was that?
Jeez,
Urban
wow.
Urban.
Blew my eardrums
out. Sorry. Oh gosh, I'm tired.
So how's your new job? Did you talk about it last week?
Yeah, I feel like I talked about it more than you've talked about yours. To be honest.
Well, I still feel like I don't. I'm still learning at my job.
You making friends?
Yeah, there's like 5 people that I work with, so.
One of them's McCade?
Yeah, one of them's McCade. And then this one was funny because we kind of got a chuckle out of this. I think you were the one that brought it up and I didn't think about it. Is McCade shares an office with the girl and I share an office with a girl and a guy. And the girl that I share an office with and the girl that McCade shares an office with are sisters. So it's like me and McCade are brothers in different offices and her sister are in also other offices sharing them with us. So it's just kind of funny. Like this other kid that we're with, he's cool, but he doesn't have any siblings that work there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like our little group, I guess you could say. Like, there's just, like, 5 of us. Because we're not all brand new. The girl that McCade shares office with has been there forever. The guy that I share mine with has been there for, like, 6 months. And then the girl that I share with has been there for, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Piping is another word for smash or sometimes even bang. Harry, what did you do last night? Marv, I was piping my girl. So.
Harry and Marv?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that's 2 different people in Home Alone because that's offensive. Marvin Harry.
I knew you don't have to explain it to me what you meant.
From Home Alone.
Well, it was added in on December 19th, 2019, so Hollow V2 was probably watching Home Alone when he was writing this out. I don't know.
Oh, could have been.
Harry said to Marv, what were you doing last night? And Marv was piping his girl, so. Because Harry couldn't pipe a girl, let's be honest.
I'm sure he could. yeah, I don't know. It sounded like something dirty, so I'm like, oh, I'm assuming these days everything's dirty.
No.
There's nothing is safe.
What were we talking about with massage in the last one?
Oh, I was saying...
Oh, wait. We're at... We got like 10 minutes before break. Is this a rant that's going to be under 10 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to be way under 10 minutes. Okay. Maybe like 7 seconds.
All right.
Oh, too late. It's over. No, I was just saying, like, I think it depends on the people, like, where you go. Because I know... I've heard a lot. Like, I'm definitely in the minority when it comes to massage. Because I go get a massage, and I want to relax.
No, there's people like that.
But typically, my pains aren't related to, like... What's the word? I have diseases. I have arthritis, which is a disease. And I, like... Yeah, it feels better... Like, if I rub them, but it's not, I'm not going to get my arthritis cured. You know, like, if I have a knot in my back, yeah, I'll get a massage, get it worked on. That's going to cure it. But I don't think a massage is going to cure my disease. It's going to make it feel better for a while. So I'm not, I typically, whenever you've given me a massage or, like, we've gone to a couple's massage. I don't know if we've gone to more than one. I remember one.
I remember two. We went up to... So, first one was at Primrose. Did we take a bath at the Primrose?
Yes.
I hope that was nice. I'd have no memory of it, but...
It was. We just... It was, like, 2 minutes, though. It was, like, literally...
No, it was like, 5 to 10 minutes, yeah, if I'm remembering.
It was really short, but...
Well, okay, you're someone who could sit in a bathtub all freaking day.
Yeah.
And I... Not. And then we did have one when I worked at Brian Head.
Yeah.
I remember driving out.
I remember going in and, like, seeing the couple stuff, but I didn't remember if we had one there or not.
We had one there, and then I don't remember if it was then or if it was later, but basically you said you hate getting couples massage with me because I talk too much.
Oh, I don't remember any of this. but yeah, when I get a massage, like, you in particular, fly landed on me. When you give massages, you like to go hard.
No. Hold on. Time out. With you.
So this isn't typical.
No. Your therapist is going to do what... So what Brady's explaining is when I give him a massage, he's like, too much pressure. But I like... Okay, so when it comes to you and other therapists, I'm a bad massage therapist because I spend too much time. I have no time management and I just kind of like, we're going to get the job done. But with other therapists, like even if the pressure's too deep, they're like, keep going, work it out, you know? So I kind of get away with that with other therapists. But with you, you're like, that's too deep. I don't like it. But I'm just like, but you need it. But with other, don't sound like I'm with other clients. If it's too deep, if a client tells me that's too deep, I don't keep going. Mm-hmm. That's just with you because I know what's best. Just kidding. I don't like to be that person, but.
Well, and like, I don't mind it. Like what I'm saying is I'm never going to go into a massage and be like, I just want you to hurt me so that I feel better tomorrow. Mine's like, I don't mind like a little bit of pain, but if I'm like, get out of there and all I can remember is how bad it hurt, then I'm like, I don't want another massage. I'm like, that sucked. Why would I just want to go somewhere and be in pain the whole time? And like, yeah, I probably will feel better tomorrow. But I'm not going to wake up and be like, man, that massage was great. I'm going to wake up and be like, man, that girl really hurt me. I'm not. So I don't know. I usually go in with you. Like, I'm going to say now. I say this like I get massages all the time. I never get massages because I don't want to make you work outside of work. But
whenever just make me do it because I want to give them to you, but I just am so forgetful. I'm like,
well, when we have kids, like the only time you can do it is like 12 o'clock at night.
I know, but we got a podcast. We should do an episode where I massage you and we podcast at the same time. That'd be fun.
No, people would probably think we're just banging. Because I'd be making grunting weird noises, and you'd be, like, making rubbing noises.
I would never do that. That is so unprofessional.
I never said that we'd be on the table. You know, we could just be in bed pretending you're giving me a massage.
Well, that is for the listener to decide.
But, yeah, so now I'm more like, okay, I know that you're going to do it, but I also know, like, if it goes too far, I'm just like, okay, that one hurts. I'm like, because there's certain times you're like, you can rub it, and you're like, okay, that feels good. Just rub that out, whatever. Get rid of that knot. But there's other times where, like, you're doing it on my back, and I'm like, I literally can't breathe because it hurts so bad. And so that's usually when I'm like, okay, stop, stop, stop.
More likes hurt so good.
Not for you, maybe. Like,
I need a massage.
Legit, I've had this pain in my thumb all day, and all I can think is it's arthritis. I don't know what.
Might not be arthritis.
I don't know what it is. I gotta take my watch
off. Yeah, take your watch. Your watch is probably too tight.
I need it tight so I can get accurate heart.
You don't need it that tight.
I don't know. I feel like every time it's not tight, it's telling me, I'm like, your pulse is down here. And I'm like, I have a very high pulse, so I don't.
Okay, well, so here's what I'm gonna say. I have two things to say. Number one. I've already forgotten. Gosh dang it. Shit, what were we just saying? We're talking about massage, and what did I want to say in that regard?
I don't know. I said something about rubbing out, and then you started giggling.
Yeah, because you're rubbing out. No, that's not what I wanted to say. What did I want to talk about?
So I talked about you hurting me, and sometimes it hurts too bad, and I stop breathing.
That's not it. Okay, so I'll start with number two, even though number one was more what you wanted to say, or had to, what was more along the lines of what you wanted to say. But number two is that we do have, I do get people that come in all the time, and they do want, no, okay, this is number one. There are people that come in all the time, and that's what they want. Like, we just had some people come in recently, and they're like, we do not like trigger points. We don't want a foo-foo la-la massage. The girl I worked with, because it was a couples massage, she explained it best, is you want to feel like we actually worked on you, but you don't want to feel it tomorrow. So you don't want just like effleurage, we just lathered you in lotion. You want to feel it, but you don't want to wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, I'm stiff.
Yeah.
So they like were very strict in their notes. It just said over and over, no trigger point, no trigger point, no trigger point. Okay. You can tell your therapist don't go deep, and you can tell your therapist don't work my trigger points. And that is the equivalent of putting a treat in front of your dog and saying, leave it. Your dog's gonna leave it, but they're gonna sit and whine and lick their lips and, like, inch forward and, like, want that. They clearly want that treat. Like, it is so hard for us to not work it because we know it's the problem area, and we know, like, it's gonna get better if you let us work it. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny because I would say I did really good in that massage. Like, I found the knots. I had kind of addressed them, but more in like a fluid, oh, hi, how's it going? I'm going to leave you to it. You know, kind of work the area, but without like really working the area. Mm-hmm. But listening to the other therapist, she's like, can I please work this knot? Can I please I'm just going to work it. Like, you really need it. You really need it. And I was just, like, laughing the whole time. Because I'm like, it's so hard for us to not work it. But at the end of the day, it is your massage. And if you say, I do not want deep pressure, then we will not do deep pressure. But we might whine about it a little bit. And then What's wrong with me?
I don't know. I'm tired.
getting back to the second point I wanted to make. What the original thought was about that we said earlier this week, that I said save it for this episode, is you said that if you were to get a massage and they were to say, is a male therapist okay? You would say no, because you want a more, like you said, relaxing massage versus,
I don't want to be manhandled.
Okay. But I just want to say that that is false. I mean, I know, like, stereotypically, like, because I get it from the, and we had an incident, like, this week. Was it this week? This week or last week? It was I had a weird freaking massage. I've been doing this for 10 years, and, like, two of the weirdest instances have happened within the last 2 weeks. Like, I've not had a lot of weird massages in my life, but anyways. I know, like, from a client's perspective, most people are going to say a man's going to do better work than a woman, or like deeper pressure work or whatever. And that is that's absolutely false. Like, I've like worked with a bunch of different people, gender, sizes. The little like 5'9", 100-pound girl can do just as much pressure, sometimes even more, than the like 6'2", 300-pound man. So, like, I know...
I doubt, like, a 6'2", 300-pound man, because I feel like that's a football player.
I went to school with a guy who was about that size, wouldn't you say?
You know,
okay, maybe not 300-pound. Okay, not 100, 300-pound. But, like, would you say? I don't want to say his name, but my one friend that we hung out with a couple times, he was, like...
He's probably, like, two...
He's, like, up there. He's big.
He was
like ex-military. And like this guy, I showed you his picture. You've not met him in person, but the guy I've been doing a lot of massages with lately, like, he's easily like 6'2". Like, and he's like, I don't know, like at least 200, over 200. Like, he's built, you know. So, but, I mean, I've not had a massage by him. I'd love to. And I've not been compared with him, but I'm willing to bet, like, I could get as much pressure as he could give. Like, because that's the thing, is it's not muscle weight. Maybe I should title this, like, massage PSA. I should go on a massage rant once. We should do a whole episode about massage. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
You
but,
can do it by yourself.
Like, the number one question I get as a massage therapist is, oh, your hands must be so strong. Do your hands get tired at all? And the answer is no, because we don't use our muscles, we use our body weight. And, like, everyone knows what I'm talking about when it's, like, another thing I get all the time is, I ask my husband to massage me, and he'll only do it for, like, 30 seconds and then be done. Or I try to massage my spouse, and it just hurts my hand or whatever. And it's, like, because that's because you're, like, using your muscle and you're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to use your muscle. That tires you out. That hurts your body. What you're supposed to do is lean into people. And that's what pressure is. And the only time I can't give good pressure is when they're like, A, stubborn. Or B, they're like, I can't get my table low enough. Like, my table's to the ground and they're still like taller than me. So I literally can't get on top of them and stack my body the way I need to do it. That's the only time I can't get adequate pressure.
Well, I will say, after that whole thing...
With my weird massage or rant?
I never said women can't get as much pressure as men.
But you did say...
I just said, in my mind, I would think that a girl could be more gentle. Because I remember listening to a podcast from Rhett and Link, where I want to say... I can't remember if it was... I'm going to say Link because he's more of the massage guy. Like, he loves getting massages. And he went to this place, and this girl, he's like, I want a deep tissue, like, really bad, hurt, whatever. And it was, like, an Asian massage parlor. And this little teeny lady comes in, and he's like, well, she's not going to be able to do anything. But she had handles on the ceiling.
Ah, that is what we call ashiatsu.
So she stood on his back, grabbed the handles, and just, like, messed him up. And so I'm like, yeah, I could see that. But it was just, like... I don't know. I guess to me, I feel like more men would be like, all right, well, I'm going to, like, I feel like their hands would be too not fine tuned. I guess it's like men are clunky. Mm. And so I'm like, well, I want somebody that's like going to be able to finesse and stuff. I don't want some guy that's like,
let's go get a couples massage at my work. And I'm going to make sure that women. You get a male therapist.
Oh yeah. I'll get the woman.
Male therapist.
Women.
Brady.
Women's.
Brady.
Woman.
I'm very anti everything you just said because it's bullshit.
I know it is, but I don't care.
You know, sometimes I just want to, like... I need to stop being so verbally abusive to you on this thing, but you're just so annoying sometimes.
I know.
You're so annoying.
I never said I wasn't.
Anyways, I kind of ranted about it in the last episode, but I'll just say it again. If you are going to deny a massage because of your therapist's, like, gender, like, if you have, like, certain issues, something happens, so you're like, I definitely cannot have a male therapist, I understand that. But if you're just like, oh, I just don't want a male therapist because I'd rather a woman because I'm a sexist jerk, you're just denying yourself a good massage. Because
I'd be fine with a massage from a guy. I just like to ruffle your feathers.
Just like to piss me off.
I know. Look at all those grays that just popped out during that. You don't have any grays. I'm sorry.
Gosh, you just love not getting sex.
What are you talking about? I already got some today.
Well, you're not getting any more.
Yeah, because it's like freaking 1 in the morning.
Not getting any this week.
My hand's not broken.
Oh my gosh. I'll break it. You're so annoying. Ugh.
I know. No, if I went in and got a guy, I wouldn't care. I'd just be like, hey, don't hurt me. But I say that same thing to women. I don't want...
Yeah, how can you confidently say a woman would be more gentle than me when you just complain every time I massage you? You're massaging me too hard. I just want to relax.
Well, I don't want my... And then you can't argue with me on this. I'm going to say it and you're going to try to argue with me. You cannot argue with me on this. Women are better listeners. So if I go in and I tell a girl, hey, can you do this, 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 and not this? She'd be like, yeah, I'm going to remember everything you just said. But if I tell a guy,
okay,
hey, can you do this, Brady? This, this, and not this? He's going to hear, I wonder what friggin' that Pokemon Brady. Snap game is going to be like.
I'm going to argue with you on this because I've worked with, like, especially this since starting this job, with so many therapists who remember things. Like, I'm always like, are your feet ticklish? Yeah, my feet are ticklish. Okay, and then like literally 2 seconds later, I'll touch the guy's feet. Okay, when it's your job, they'll remember. My argument is just that you have a shitty listening skills and shitty memory. So don't classify every guy with shitty listening skills and shitty memory.
I must surround myself with men with shitty listening skills and listening to other people talk about their husbands. Which is great. That's my favorite thing is when we hang out with other people. Because I remember, I'm not going to say these people's name, but I remember going to their apartment. And we were hanging out and he did something and she just was like, you don't listen to me ever. Like, I said this forever ago, don't do this. And just goes off. I'm like, yes, I'm not alone. It's not my fault. It's everybody's fault. Like, everybody does the same thing, but it was nice to go in and listen to somebody else getting a lecture about something that I usually get a lecture about. And knowing, it's not me, I'm not a freak, I'm normal. This happens all the time. You okay?
Yeah, I just don't even, like, I'm just, like, so annoyed with you.
Why are you annoyed with me?
You're annoying.
I'm spitting facts.
You're spitting annoying.
It's like that freaking meme. Why would you say something so dangerous? Or so controversial, yet so brave? Like, that's how it is. I'm not going to say that. I won't be like, okay, because I know there are people out there with great memories. But I just feel like, I guess I
put You're not one of them.
I put it as if I was that guy.
Well, but what happened? Because you used to not be this bad. I feel like... since our daughter was born, it's gotten bad, and it's really annoying me.
I don't know. It's probably because I've gotten so good at, like, ignoring things going on around me, and I know you're the same way. Like, you've gotten so good at ignoring things that it's just, like, sometimes, like, today... I was on my phone looking up
ice cream,
and my daughter came in and had a full conversation with both of us and then walked off and then came back 5 seconds later and I was like, hey, how did this happen? And you're like, she just told us. And I'm like, yeah, but I was looking up where to get ice cream. I wasn't paying attention. And I was like, because there's been times like, what was it? We were doing something, but we were watching a show. And you were, like, telling me something. And I'm like, this is like a pivotal part of the show and you're trying to tell me something and so you got mad because I was watching it.
Well, no. What I got mad about is I'm always watching TV, especially anime, and it's in Japanese, and you're like, I'm going to have a full conversation with you about how my entire day was. And I'm like, can you not see? Like, I'm literally reading right now and you're just like talking to me. So that's why I got pissed, is you always talk to me when I'm watching TV, and then when I try to do it to you, you're like, don't do that, it's rude. And I was like, are you kidding me?
I pause it, and then you act like I'm putting you out. Because you're like, oh, you can't listen to me and watch TV? And I'm like, no.
Well, because I have to do it. I have to do it.
Well, that doesn't mean I can pause it and listen to people. Like, I don't think that's rude. Like, I'm not like my mother.
Oh my gosh.
She like pauses it to be passive aggressive.
I know, that was the worst when I like when we lived there and we just like were trying to eat dinner and like every time like I'd whisper she'd like pause it and then and I was just like I'll just go to my room and not eat. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have this conversation but I'm gonna pause it. Cause it was like, I don't know.
I don't either, but I'm annoyed now. Let's change the subject. Like,
Kayla,
successfully pissed me off.
Because I know, like, you do stuff like that that makes me mad. And I won't talk about it on the podcast. But, I mean, I guess it goes both ways. And I'm sorry I made you mad. I'm not trying to discriminate against massage therapists, not masseuses. Do you want to hurry and get on your soapbox about that? Because I've been doing your work. And every time somebody's like, oh, I need to go to a masseuse, I'm like, planning on getting jerked off at the end? Because that's what masseuse means.
Yeah, I don't know. So, there's like a whole thing with like, they're trying to, I don't know. It's a lot. Especially, there's like a new development.
For your massage therapist.
There's
podcast.
A new development with it. But basically, yes, a masseuse is a sex worker and a massage therapist is not. And I'm not trying to discredit sex workers because I feel like there's a big stigma around them. And I'm actually like all for like not having it be a criminal thing because I feel like shady shit happens and what? If it was a profession, but my biggest thing is like these massage parlors, I don't know if I'm in the right or in the wrong, but if we like legalize sex working workers, whatever, I would want massage parlors to stop and I would want like masseuses to stop because it's really a discredit to me, you know, who went to school to do this for a living, and I'm not gonna do anything inappropriate like they would. Like, I don't want to be associated with that. So I'm not trying to shame sex workers. Like, do your thing, whatever. Well, but I just want the separation. I don't want massage to be associated with that anymore.
And I'll agree with that, basically, because I feel like, I don't know how, but for some reason that's usually the generalization whenever I'm like, oh, my wife's a massage therapist. And I'm like, if I bring up, like, I get massages, and they're like, oh, it's probably, like, really good for you, huh? And I'm like, no, like, that never happens to me. Because yeah. You're like, because we did one, it's been a while now. We did one a while back where that was, like, a date thing. And you're like, I'm going to give you a massage. And it was kind of like we dropped the kids off. Or no, I guess the one I'm thinking of is when we just waited for the kids to go to bed. And then we're like, all right, well, I'm going to get a massage. And then we did our massage. And then that was it. Like, that was the end.
Yeah.
Didn't lead to any fooling around or anything. It was just a massage. But I feel like people that, like, I'll bring it up to, they always think, like, oh, that must lead to, you know, other things. And I'm like, not really. Like,
well, I will admit the funniest thing ever said to me, which I wish was accurate, was in hair school, one of my best friends said, huh, you must give 3 secondhand jobs being a massage therapist. And I was like, nope. But it was like one of the funnier things said to me. But like they really grill it into us in school about like, we do not do this. This is not okay. This is illegal, you know, like, and they even brought up, like, if you're with your significant other, or, like, you know, don't even do it, because that's crossing a line. Your table is your workspace.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I do have a job now, like, my table's still my workspace. And it's like, you wouldn't have sex on the job, like, any other place. Like, I wouldn't go to your job and, like, fool around there. So they really drilled it into our heads that, like, you, if you want to do that, like, finish the massage, whatever, then get off the table and then, like, go to the bedroom or something. But, like, that table is your workspace. So don't even, nothing inappropriate. So they really drill that in our heads, and I took it to heart, because I'm like, yeah, I don't ever want to mix my profession. Like, this is, I'm professional, and I will not, I don't know. Am I making sense? I'm really tired, and like I said, it was after the massage parlor shootings that happened, 2 months ago? Was that in March?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but, and at first it came out that the guy was like, I'm a recovering sex addict. And then it turned out to be more like racism based rather than, oh, they're temptations and they need to be shut down.
Yeah.
So when that first development came out before the racism, or that first accusation, I guess, that's what made me like, I was listening to things about like, well, sex workers, like, they're really shamed and like blah, blah, blah. And that's where I'm like, well, like, you know, I don't want to come off like hate, like do whatever, but I really don't like when my profession gets confused with that, because it's not what I'm about.
Well, and this is a little more, it's kind of off, but also on, but I'm like, that's probably the same thing with strippers, as I feel like people automatically assume like, oh, strippers, I gotta, you know, do other things too. And I'm like, maybe not, it's just their job. Like,
yeah,
they might be married. I don't know their living situation, but that doesn't mean they're going to do whatever. But
yeah, my friend was a stripper, and they were going to college to be a brain surgeon, and that's how they were paying their way through college. Like, brain surgeon, they're doing something medical, like something smart.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you think stripper, you think like dirty, druggy, like have baby daddy issues, like shit like that. Like, you think the lowest of the low with people, but it's like, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
It's just the same person you ran into at Walmart today.
Yeah, like, I don't know. So, now I get what you're saying. You shouldn't assume. You shouldn't make stereotypes. I don't know.
Yeah, so I just thought, you know,
Who would have thought we would have got so fucking deep?
It's not like,
I can't even, like, form a sentence. I'm so tired. We're, like, getting deep now.
Well, it's not really. Yeah, it's just something I've run into, you know? I've had to explain it more times than I'd like to, where they're like,
the masseuse thing?
No, yeah, like, not the masseuse thing. Like, I usually go out and say, yeah, masseuse is, you know, they, like, a masseuse is a person that does this. But, and a massage therapist is somebody that does this. So they're two different, whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like it happens more often than I think it would, where people just assume that, like, because you're a massage therapist, it automatically leads to happy endings. And I'm like, well, I would honestly say I have, and this is going to, it's not a good joke or whatever, but I'm like, I feel like I have more of a chance sitting across from you right now of getting some than being on your table naked with you rubbing my body. Me getting some, you know, I feel like it's just kind of funny the way that that's related, but
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't care. I'll get a massage from a guy as long as he'll freaking listen to me. But if he doesn't listen to me,
I just saw it for some reason. You're gonna be like, as long as he jerks me off at the end,
as long as he, you know, I don't care about that, but I was going to make a joke related to a book that we just read, but I'm not going to.
What book did we just read?
The Between the Bridge and the River.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're really hooked on that, aren't you?
Well, it was a really awkward bit about a massage, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I don't mind it, but if he doesn't listen to me, then you owe me some Legos.
They're gonna say hand job. Like, I'm stuck on the whole sex talk. You can see where my mind's at.
My hand's not broken. Look, I brought it back. I brought that joke back. That was a good one.
Hey, I thought about you today because I was making lasagna for dinner. And if you've never cooked with red sauce before or marinara sauce, it explodes, like, so easily. So when I'm, like, mixing it in with the meat and I use cream cheese because it's a Paula Deen recipe. And yes, I know she's a racism, but... I know she's a racist, but she makes good food, so... It's a book I bought before her controversy. And,
it's like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we have to say we don't agree with their politics, but the food's great.
Love the sinner, hate the sin.
Yeah, so... anyways, I was, like, mixing it all in, waiting for my cream cheese to melt, and it was just making that noise. Mm-hmm. And then I thought of the joke you always say, just, I should call her.
Unless people get used to that, and then you gotta throw in, I should call him.
I should call him.
And then they're like, what? Don't say
that. I literally never say it. Because my mind always goes to the vine. That's what good pussy sounds like. But you always bring up the, I should call her.
Well, we used to always do it at my last job. Because they had like...
macaroni in a pot?
No, they had... I worked in the tire area, and they would mount tires, and to get tires to go on wheels easier, they would take like this, it was soap, but it would lube everything up, and it would basically just be like this tub of soap and the little applicator, like you just shove it in and it just goes, and so freaking all the time, Tyler would always go, I should call her, like... Every time, and I'm like, I'm sure it's, like, at some point it'll stop being funny, but I'm like, good one. Good job. Good for you.
Did it ever get not funny?
No. Well, I got moved a lot at that point, so it never got old to me, but, yeah, so I don't know. It's just, it's always a funny joke. Just pepper it in there.
Just pepper it in there.
Just put it in there a little bit. I told somebody the other day about my gay quote or whatever.
$20 is $20?
No.
Oh, because I told someone that the other day.
Well, that I always say that one.
Yeah, but... I was talking to someone at work, and I can't remember. I'm like, listen, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, my husband always says that, but I love it. I'm like, I want that on my bumper sticker.
It was when we used to work with the kid that was homophobic.
Oh, yeah?
And... he'd always be like, I'm not gay, I'm not gay. And because, so to preface the story, I'll put in the whole story. So we were saying something and he just like kept talking about other people's penises. So like Tyler's like, oh man, I would have like, I can't remember. He got on the subject of like, I'm poor, I need to start an OnlyFans. And he's like, I'll just do the helicopter. And then he likes... the other kid made a joke about how Tyler supposedly would have a small penis, you know. Never seeing it. The kid's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 you can't do the helicopter or whatever. And then I remember saying something. I can't even remember what I said, but then he said something along the lines of my dick. And I was like, dude, you're really hung up on talking about people's dicks today, aren't you? And he's like, what? No, I'm not hung up on talking about it. I'm like, you just commented on his penis, like, 5 minutes ago, and then you just talked about mine just now. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, I don't care. Like, if you're gay, we're totally fine with that. We're really forward here. We don't care. He's like, I'm not gay. I could never be gay. Blah, 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 going off. And I'm like, well, have you ever tried it? And he's like, no, I don't have to try it to know that I wouldn't like it. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like you'd have to try it. And so he asks Tyler goes, yeah, I'm not gay. He's like, you tried it? He's like, yeah, it wasn't for me. And then he asked me, and I was like...
Wait, just to clarify, Tyler, did he really try it, or...?
No, he never did, but okay. He always had a joke about it.
Okay,
about...
well, I just want to, like... so I don't get a phone call, like, about that episode.
No, he never
but tried it. But he seems like you, like, secure enough in his sexuality that he's like, eh.
Well, he just always, like, crazy stuff happens behind 7-Elevens.
Oh, is that his joke?
That was, like, his... his joke is crazy stuff happens. And then he asked me, and I'm like, I don't know. He's like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm like, I've never tried it. I can't say for sure that I'm gay or not because I've never tried it. And that, like, offended him so bad because he was just like, no, I know for a fact I'm not gay. And I'm like, dude, you can't know for a fact unless you've tried it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
I think. But I don't know. A lot of people would disagree with me on that one.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. This kid really bugged me just hearing stories about him. Just because, I don't know. Just, I don't know what to say. I'm tired. I had a thought. I wanted to say something, but I'm so tired I forgot. But it's just like...
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I'm just tired. Had a migraine week. I need to put another M on my calendar for migraine. Because I'm still tracking that. I didn't have many last month, but they seem to be, like, making up for it this week. Because I've had the last 3 days, 3.5, like...
I forgot to put a P on the calendar for fixing the pump. I just wanted people to think it was for something else.
You haven't been doing that. You said you were going to.
I know. I did it. I haven't had to do it for, like, a couple of months, I want to say, but...
Yeah, I think I just wanted to say is, like, I don't know. It's okay to, I don't know what I was going to say, so I'm just going to drop it. But that's a funny story, and,
I will say this, though. Every time I go to check the pump, I always look for McCade's car, because he said that one day he's just going to hide over there and pop out while I'm checking the pump. So I look for his car before I go out there.
Should I post your scary picture that you took while, at the pump?
Do you want to? I can send it to you.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do some censorship. I don't think anybody will be able to find our house for a minute, but...
I don't think so either. Also, we have like 10 listeners, so...
Or tens of listeners. Maybe we have a fanatic that would...
It's McCade. McCade's our fanatic who would show up at our house and tap on our windows.
And hide by our pumps.
Oh, do you want to share the scary story that happened with our daughter the other night morning?
Oh my gosh, I was thinking about this.
We're going to preface with she's 4, so Brady's going to say something that's going to sound bad, but it's like, think of it as a 4-year-old would say it, it's not.
Well, she said it 2 ways, so I'll say the way she said it first, and then I'll say the second way. But, so the other, so... I don't know if we've said it on the podcast.
No, we haven't.
We bought her a big fish tank because I've always wanted a big fish tank. We have this little fish and it would just like, the little fish tank we had would just get messy over like a week. And it was just getting to the point where it seemed like it was happening faster and faster. So I didn't know if it was like something with a fish tank or whatever. So I'm like, all right, let's just upgrade to a big fish tank. So we bought this fish tank and it has... lights under the lid so it lights up the fish tank, and we don't have night lights, so we've just been letting her fall asleep with that. And then when it's bedtime, like when we go to sleep, we'll go in and shut off the light and then go to bed. So the other night, I don't know if you shut off or if I shut up, somebody shut it off. So I went to bed, woke up the next morning, and she crawls in bed with me. And were you just out in the other room, or had you left?
I think you were in her bedroom. I think I was still in bed.
Oh, I can't remember. But yeah, she says, Dad, I don't like when you turn off my fish tank light because of the dark, scary guy that stands in my door. And I just, like, froze because I'm like, wait, what? What, like, I just want to hear what you just said. And... she immediately follows with, I don't like it because of the black man that stands in my doorway. And I was just like, what the heck? Like, that's so creepy. Like, just because we're listening to so many, we listen to a lot of spooky podcasts, and there's always
shadow people.
Shadow people are like the most, I want to say the most prevalent, but.
They're really common.
Yeah, but I think the one thing. Like, she said that she's scared of it, but she didn't say, like...
Well, no, because all I heard laying in bed was will you go tell mom what you just told me?
Yeah.
And then you told me what she said, and I was like, honey, you can tell them, you tell them to leave. And I can't, gosh, I can't remember how the conversation went, but essentially it went, I was like, are you, do they scare you? Are you scared of them? And she's like, well, they're just standing there and not eating me, so they're okay.
Yeah.
So she said they're not bad. They just, they're not bad, they just scare her, because they just stand in her doorway and they don't eat her.
Yeah.
In her words. And, but it's still very disconcerting. Yeah. Think it's time for another blessing. I thought we were over things. Things have been so quiet lately.
You should try salting her doorway.
Oh, I don't know if that's a thing. No, that happens. A good idea, but I know we're like over on time, but do you want to hear some shit that happened at work yesterday?
Sure.
So we have these like mirrors in like almost every room and like in the hallway and shit, just because, you know, atmosphere or whatever. I was doing a massage, and I don't like mirrors. I hate mirrors. Mirrors freak me out, especially like in dim light. Like, I hate mirrors. So anyways, and not just because I'm ugly, but a cheem. Sorry, someone was going to say it. I figured I'd say it first. But I am like doing a massage. I think it was yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. And like, as I'm massaging this client, I'm on her neck to set up the room. It's a couple's room, so there's two tables. I'm closest to the wall. On the other side of the room, there's like a little sink, and above that sink is a mirror. So I am facing the door, so the mirror is like left and down from me. As I'm massaging my client's neck, I see something just like, whoom, through the mirror. And like, all the blinds are closed, all the curtains are closed, like we have windows, but obviously they're closed because it's a massage place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what was that? And as I'm looking in the mirror, I can see something just out of the corner of it rocking back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And so I try to, like, I don't know, with my stanky old wizard eyes, see if I can sense anything in the room. That sounds crazy, but just, like, bear with me. And, like, I can kind of feel, like, some sort of present, like, standing kind of in between the tables. And, like, lining up with the mirror. It would just be on the edge of the mirror. And, like, as I'm, like, kind of focusing in on this, I can see it kind of rocking. And it has its head, like, straight up in the sky, mouth is open and eyes are open, and it's just rocking back, forth, back, forth. So I'm like, okay, this is freaky. And so I'm trying to block it out, and then just, like, I'm finishing on this girl's neck. So, like, I don't remember what time it was, but, like, I try to spend, like, at least 15 minutes on the neck. Sometimes I'm not always there, so I'm just trying to do the neck work and get the heck out of there, but yeah, shit kept popping up in that mirror, like it'd pop up from the other side and then leave. And then, like, this freaking thing, like, ran up, like, I saw something run up to the center of the mirror and then just run back. But I didn't see anything in the room or feel anything in the room. And I was just like, what the shit? And, like, it's in my peripheral. So even though I'm not looking at the mirror, I can still see, like, things happening. Mm-hmm. I was just like, ooh, it was pretty freaky. But yeah.
Do you think it was like this girl's? Like she brought it in?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Ooh, I'm like getting chills thinking about it. I'm getting that like look behind my shoulder feeling right now. It could have been.
Well, it's like I was listening to scary story podcasts, and a lot of them are like, that I've been listening to lately. I don't know why, but it's always like somebody's like, I'm having bad experiences with my life. And then they go talk to a psychic or a medium or whatever. And they're like, oh, I don't want to help you. You got like really bad stuff attached. And so I'm like, well, if they're running into this medium in, you know, the middle of town or whatever, they're like, oh yeah, you're like, it's obviously either with you or following you, or there's an imprint or something. I don't know. Yeah, so that was my thought. I'm pretty sure my old work
The one I'm still working at, Costco, I'm pretty sure it's haunted, but I can go into that later. I think I've touched on a little bit, but I just have more and more things that happen all the time, and I'm like, ah, this place is probably...
You said there was a trailer park where you used to work?
Yeah, I don't know if it's right there, but definitely the grocery store next door, that one for sure is on top of the trailer park, but I'm pretty sure it extended through both of them because they just like demolished the whole thing.
Yeah. We definitely can't discredit that apparently like this whole half of like Utah County mm-hmm. was like a big war zone between the settlers and the
natives.
But
again, go watch the Ghost Adventures with Leslie's, or they called it Leslie's, I don't know.
Leslie's Family Tree,
Leslie's Family Tree, whatever. That's
basically around here it. We say Leslie, but
yeah.
We really need to do an episode on the Walker War, or it has another name, which I probably should call it because I don't know. But anyways, we've gone over on time, but I don't regret anything except for how tired I am.
No regrets.
I've been Panda.
And I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
Bye. Audiobooks.
I hit stop.
So close, right there. Boom.